We begin the new week with markets transitioning from last week's geopolitical headlines towards what is shaping up to be one of the most important macro weeks of the year. The focus now shifts squarely to central banks and economic data, with policy decisions from the Federal Reserve Bank of England and Bank of Japan, alongside US GDP, core PC inflation, Australian CPI, Eurozone inflation and growth, all set to test market expectations. Importantly, the emphasis is likely to be less on the policy decisions themselves, which are widely expected to result in rates remaining unchanged, and more on the guidance around inflation risks and the path for future policy. In FX, the US dollar begins the week on relatively firm footing after the higher treasury yields and renewed expectations that the Fed could maintain a restrictive stance for longer. While markets still see a hold from the Fed this week, investors will be closely watching Fed Chair Warsh's tone for any indication that policymakers remain prepared to tighten further should inflation prove persistent. That keeps the dollar well supported, particularly against lower yielding currencies. The euro remains sensitive to the contrast between the ECB's data dependent stance and the Fed. Sterling heads into Thursday's Bank of England decision, supported by resilient UK data but vulnerable to any dovish surprise, while the yen continues to trade near multi-decade lows as wide US-Japan rate differentials outweigh persistent intervention threats from Tokyo ahead of Friday's BOJ meeting. Commodity currencies will also be watching Australian inflation, RBA Governor Bullock, and Chinese PMI data for fresh direction. Equity markets enter the week after a period of rotation beneath the surface. The S&P 500 remains near record highs, while the NASDAQ has been seeing some profit-taking in large-cap technology names, despite generally resilient earnings. This week raises the stakes considerably, with Microsoft, Meta, Apple, Amazon, and several other heavyweight companies reporting alongside the Fed decision. Investors will be looking to determine whether last week's rotation develops into a broader correction, or whether strong earnings and a supportive macro backdrop allow the rally to resume. Treasury yields will remain a critical driver, particularly for growth stocks. In commodities, crude oil starts the week softer after weekend reports that the United States has paused strikes on Iran, and Tehran has indicated it will refrain from further attacks as long as the U.S. maintains that pause, raising hopes for renewed diplomatic efforts and reducing immediate fears of supply disruptions through the Strait of Hormuz. Even so, geopolitical risk remains elevated, particularly given ongoing tensions involving the Houthis and Saudi Arabia, meaning energy markets are unlikely to price out a meaningful risk premium just yet. That's all for now.